wanna see the same things you can see. Understand the meaning on a new degree. Maybe that could happen when you're next to me. I just wanna see the same things you can see.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Talking with Mortals, a podcast that is for and by people who will die eventually. It's made possible by the people who are a part of the Good Morning Society. We're a group of people who are looking to change the way that our culture talks about and deals with and plans for aging, dying, death, and grief. So, hi, welcome. My name is Erin. And today I want to talk to you about something that you might have encountered if you spend any amount of time on social media, griefy, death talk type of places. And I don't know exactly where it started. I kind of became aware of it in that famous Andrew Garfield interview on Stephen Colbert, where he talked about his mother. And it was obviously such a beautiful interview. But it's a phrase that gets bounced around a lot. And it might ruffle a few feathers, what I'm about to say. But the phrase is, grief is love with nowhere to go. And it sounds great, right? Like, it sounds, on first blush, I think a lot of people feel seen in that phrase. Like, it encompasses that gut punch of yearning and pain when you are in grief and thinking about that person that you lost. I think it's bullshit, personally. And I want to tell you why I think it is. And I also want to tell you why I think that phrase is kind of a perfect example of our, in terms of culture, our relationship with death and why it's kind of messed up. Because we don't allow for nuance and we want to put everything into a nice little phrase that we can put on a pillow or on a mug and sell. So I apologize if that is something that you have resonated with and you're feeling a bit bristled by, but give me a few minutes of your time to sort of plead my case. And if you think I'm full of it, then let me hear it. I am so ready for it. But I hope that you at least give me a chance to explain what my viewpoint is. So, grief is love with no place to go. To put it simply, grief is grief, and love is love. And while you may grieve something that you have lost, that you loved, you can still grieve things that you haven't loved. And I'm not trying to make this like big esoteric sort of, you know, because Y is Z, then Z is this. Love is love. So let's break it apart. I want to break it apart. Love is not finite. Love does not end when somebody dies. Your love for them doesn't end. Certainly, it changes. But it doesn't finish. And I'll also say that your relationship with that person doesn't end. And a lot of people think that it does. It becomes decidedly one-sided, to be fair. But I think you'd be surprised at how much your relationship grows with somebody who has died. And it's hard to kind of give an example of this. So say a 20-year-old has lost her mother when her mother was 40. And she will continue to love her all the way through the rest of her life. But the love that she has for that version of her 40-year-old mother when she turns 40, when she has a child that was her age, it's still there. It grows. It changes. It evolves. And that's the beautiful thing that I think our culture really lacks, is this idea that once the person has died, then that's it. Like, their story is done. Everything's written. And that's that. I have continued, after my dad died, I've continued to find things that I suddenly relate to him, and I can laugh because I wouldn't have got it 20 years ago, 30 years ago, but I get it now with a little bit of perspective. I see him after a few years of living my own life. I see him as a different person. I can relate to him in a different way, and my love for him has changed, and it hasn't morphed into grief. Grief is a separate thing. So, okay, we know what love is. I think we can all agree that love is, well, it's kind of undefinable, but it's an outpouring of emotion. It is caring for somebody, it's appreciating somebody, it's that connection that you feel with them. Grief comes in lots of different forms, and part of why I think that that phrase that love is, oh my gosh, I always mess it up, that grief is love with no place to go, does a disservice to grief, is that grief is the loss of something. And we think about it a lot in terms of like losing a person or a pet, but it's not just death. We experience grief in so many different ways that our culture does not make room for. And it leaves us feeling in those moments of like, what the fuck is wrong with me? Why am I so emotional about this? Like, I don't know how to cope with this. I don't know what my emotion is in this moment. And that does a disservice to us as well, not being able to define grief in any other capacity than outside of death. When I got ill, so I have, kind of a chronic variable illness, I grieved hard for the life that I thought that I have, for the life that I thought that I was losing. When you get divorced, you grieve for the life that you thought you were going to have. You grieve the loss. So I think the best way to think about grief is loss. You're grieving the image of the way things were supposed to be, and now the way that they are, and that the fact that they're not the same thing, it's that loss. So if we take those two ideas now and we look back at that phrase of grief is love with nowhere to go, it makes us feel impotent. It makes us feel like once that finality of death is done, that we're choked up and there's no place for us to go with it. And when you add to it the idea that grief is like the worst thing ever in our culture, you are, I don't want to say shunned, but people don't know what to do with it. They don't know what to do with somebody who's grieving. They don't know what to do with the emotions. So what do? We hide. We pretend like we're okay. We have equally trite phrases like they're in a better place or all things happen for a reason. And we just hope and pray that the person sort of carries on and deals with it in their own way. I should preface this by saying that I volunteer with a fantastic charity. If you're familiar with it at all, look it up if you're not. It's called The New Normal, and it's a peer-to-peer grief support group, and it's largely online. There are some sessions that meet in person. Look it up. Absolutely fantastic. And it was during one of those sessions that I was facilitating that it kind of occurred to me, this idea. And obviously, I'm not going to give any details, but basically, the conversation was around how difficult it is to be in social settings, to be in workplace settings, and be carrying grief and to be feeling that way. Even with friends, like talking about how you don't want to be the person who's like the griever in the group. You don't want to be the sad person in the corner, or have people think of you in that way, even if you aren't outwardly acting that way. And one, how sad is that? That you can't rely on the people who are around you in your life to support you when you need the most support, really. But It kind of occurred to me, and I said it without thinking, as I do with a lot of things, but it's looped in my head. And all I said was, we're not doing them any favors by hiding it. Because if just by sheer, I don't know, luck, I guess, you're in a room with people who have never lost somebody, who have never had that sort of grief from death, let's say. They don't know how to act. They don't know what it feels like. They don't know until they're there. And what a horrible thing to like be surprised into. It really should just be the other way around. It should be that grief is something that you experience when you have lived your life fully. Because if you live your life fully, if you connect with people, if you try things, if you are doing the best that you can to live a fully authentic human experience, in whatever way that looks for you are going to grieve. You're going to lose things. You're going to lose people. So rather than it seeming like this thing that we have to gather together with other grievers and we have to shun ourselves away because other people can't cope with it. I genuinely think that it should be flipped and that it should be seen as a rite of passage. That if you have gone through grief, if you are a griever, that you've experienced something that is fundamental to being a fully fledged human. So that's why the other phrase that gets bantered around is grief is the price we pay for loving. Nope, not necessarily. Grief is the price you pay for living a fully authentic human life. Because we all know that it's not all positive, is it? You can have joy, you can have grief, you can have loss, you can have beautiful connection. But they're all separate things, and they all make up kind of the collection of what it means to live and be in love and experience. So, grief is love with nowhere to go, it's not complete. And I think it sounds nice, but when you sit with it and you think about it, it's not true, and it almost teaches you that if you're in grief, that you can't be in love as well. And that's just not the way that it is. So, yeah, let me know what you think. If that at all makes sense to you, if I need to explain it in another way, because I've sort of rambled, but I just think that there are different ways to look at the role that grief has in our lives. And it sucks and it hurts and it rips us apart. But it also makes us capable of loving deeper and appreciating life deeper. And I think that's partially what it's for. It's to show us that things are finite and that we don't always have the life that we have. So, if it's good, then treasure it. And if it's bad, then trust that it's going to change because that's what it does. So, yeah, let me know what you think. Leave a comment. Send me an email. Do whatever your heart tells you to do. But thank you so much for listening. Again, this podcast is made possible by the Good Morning Society. So, if you would love to join us, we've got all sorts of different tiers. We basically live on Patreon right now. There are lots of different tiers, lots of information on our free tier, and it goes all the way up. Join us on social media. But really, if any of this resonates with you, or if you think that what we're doing is important, then share, like, do all that amazing stuff that you already know. And just, yeah. Have a good rest of your day, and I so appreciate you listening to me rambling on. Okay. All right, bye.
Baby, you know I just like to talk with you. just wanna go.